I'm very glad to be today in New York. I can still not totally believe that I'm here due to the jet lag situation. Another reason why I cannot believe that I am in New York is because there's such a temple atmosphere in this building. It does not feel like New York being here in Eddie's place. It feels like being before an ancient temple and experiencing the shelter-giving potency of the Lord who's worshipped in puja. Today I would like to... Oops, there is some feedback in the things, but in India it's all right to have feedback in the microphones. Yes. Today I would like to share with you something which is very dear to myself. It is a journey, a Tirtha Yatra, to a very important sacred place, Mountain Kailash. It is even said that the pilgrimage paths of all the four great Indian religions are ending at Mountain Kailash. I personally undertook this journey to Mountain Kailash 8 years ago when I came to a crossroad or a T-junction of my life. I needed to make a decision. Thank you so much. In which my life would proceed in the future. And I thought that I want this decision to be in harmony with the plan of Lord Krishna. But I couldn't see the plan very clearly. Maybe, like some of us, I was not able to really very distinctly understand what to do and what not to do in my life. Yes, the basic things were clear, but I felt a new direction had to be taken. So, being not so able to hear the direct voice of the Lord in the heart, I decided to make this pilgrimage to Lord Shiva's abode. Lord Shiva is in charge of the ego principle, and it is exactly due to the ego in our hearts that we sometimes cannot hear the direct instructions of the Lord. So many pilgrims feel that going to Mountain Kailash and visiting Lord Shiva helps them to overcome the mountain of their own ego by Lord Shiva's great mercy. So this is what we did. We came to Tibet. You will see the pictures. I will not talk much more now. We experienced pilgrimage. A pilgrim, and that's necessary for you to know before you travel with me, has to know that the path which he walks with his foot or with his feet very quickly stops to be a path of stone, earth, with a direction in the four corners of the sky. That means eastern direction, western direction, southern direction, northern direction. No, a pilgrim understands that his path soon becomes an inner path, a path to the heart. It's an amazing experience which is very difficult to relate, how the outer path of stone and earth, which has a certain altitude, all of a sudden it does become an inner path, where the first day is called the day of purification, the second day is called the day of leaving your old life behind, and the third day is the day of renewal, where your new path or your new direction in life becomes clear to you. I do hope that I can share with you in these beautiful pictures which you will see something of this mystery, the mystery of using an external path to arrive in a transformative experience which changes your heart really. This journey taught me many things, and at the end of our little pilgrimage which we will now take, I will teach you or will explain to you a few of the lessons which I took home from Tibet and home from Mountain Kailash. And I wish now all of you a very fruitful pilgrimage. May you find some treasures while you see these wonderful pictures. Some of them will speak for themselves. And may you make full use of this. I think it will be like half an hour, and you will feel something. Now, I just want to say, I believe you can all see very clearly. How is it with your block? You can see the angle is not too awkward.